Remarks of the President, Akron, Colorado, 7 October 1952.
Down at Lyman, we had a grand crowd, and all you folks out here tonight at 11:30. I think it's wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you at this time a great leader, a great American, the President of the United States, Harry S. Truman.
Well, I'm highly complimented. You must be interested in the welfare of the country and interested in the issues of this campaign. You'd stay up this late and not just hear me talk. I appreciate it more than I can tell you. As you've heard, I'm doing a little campaigning for the Democratic ticket in the election this fall. The reason I'm campaigning is because I want us to continue the kind of government in this country that works for the welfare of the average citizen, the working man, the farmer, and the consumer. That's the kind of government we've had for the last 20 years, and the people in the country are a lot better off because of it. I'm not going to quote a lot of figures, although I could do so, but you know from your own situation that conditions have improved a great deal in recent years. Wages have been good, and in spite of the price increases, the purchasing power of the working man's wages has been at consistently high levels. The same thing is true of the farmers. You know how much the value of the farmland has increased in this area. We've had many government programs to bring about better conditions. You know, for example, how much rural electrification has meant to your own area here. I don't mean to say things are perfect, of course. Far from it. I know, for instance, how much you people here are concerned about the falling prices of your beef cattle. I'm concerned about it, too. Now, the strange thing about it is that while your cattle prices have gone down, the housewife at the other end of the line is still having to pay just as much for beef in the stores. I want to know where that extra money's going. I've got a good idea, and I think you have, too. Then I'm going to pin it down. Before I left Washington, I wrote the Federal Trade Commission that I wanted them to find out who gets the consumer's dollar. I don't see any reason why the price of beef cattle should be at the mercy of the meat packers and why you should be blamed for the high price of meat in the cities. The drought in the South and Southwest caused the shipment of the stocker and feeder cattle in larger numbers to the central markets. And they used that as an excuse to put down the price of the stocker and feeder cattle. At the same time, they put down the price of beef cattle. But beef on the retail counter, beef to the wholesaler, didn't go down one penny, and I'm going to find out why. Now, when you people go to the polls on Election Day, I think you ought to keep in mind the record of the Democratic Party and the record of the Republican Party. The Republicans have fought every step of the way against the laws we've passed for the benefit of all the people. Just this year, a majority of the Republicans in the House of Representatives voted against continuing price supports on wheat and other basic commodities at 90% of parity. They'd had their way. The mandatory support price for wheat would be $1.59 a bushel instead of $2.20, as it is now under the law passed by the Democrats over Republican opposition. In order to have the kind of government that will look after your welfare and the welfare of the country, I think you ought to consider your own situation. Consider your own welfare. Consider how much it means to you to have a government that looks out for the people. If you do that, you can't do anything but vote the Democratic ticket. I've become very well acquainted on this ride through Colorado with Ralph Williams. He looks to me like he would make a good congressman, and I know he'd be on your side. He knows about the problems you have here, and he'll help you to take care of them. I hope you'll vote for my good friend Bill Metzger. I've known him a long time. I'm sure he'll make you a good governor. And I'm sure that you're going to take everything into consideration. The welfare of yourselves, the welfare of this great nation of ours, the welfare of the world, and vote for Adlai Stevenson for president and John Sparkman for vice president. They're just as fine a ticket as any party has ever offered to the voters of this nation. If you do that, as I said a while ago, you're voting for yourselves, voting for your own interests. And that means that the welfare of this great country of ours will be safe for another 4 years. The only reason I'm out on this trip is because I'm interested in the welfare of this nation, in the welfare of the world, and I've fought for 7 years to get peace in the world. I hope that with a continuing policy which I've put into effect over the last 7 years, we will eventually get that peace. What I've worked for is to prevent a third world war, to prevent a depression, which we've always had after every crisis in this country when we've had to take up arms. I could have stayed in Washington because on the 29th day of March, I said that I did not intend to be a candidate for president again. I could have stayed in Washington and take it easy from now until after the election's over. But the Democratic Party has given me everything a man could ask for. I've been in elective public office for 30 years. In that time, I've been elected a great many times. I never had an office that I really wanted and never had one I let them take away from me when I finally got it. I think you have a right to know just why I'm doing this. I'm doing it out of gratitude to the Democratic Party for what they've done for me, and I'm doing it because I think the welfare of the country is at stake, and it's in your hands. I want you to inform yourselves, use your judgment, and the country will be safe for another 4 years. Now, would you like to meet my daughter, Margaret?
Yeah.